Welcome to An Hour to Give. This time every week, we get together and speak about philanthropy, community, and volunteerism. And City Folk is all of that. We're so thrilled to welcome Emma Francis to the studio. Hello.
Hello.
This is, we get together like once a year at least and hang out.
Yeah.
And I love it so much. So I'm so glad you're here.
Thanks for having
joining us. And there's so much happening with City Folk this year. Of course, September the 12th to the 15th, we want to be at Lansdowne. We want to be on the Great Lawn, experiencing everything that City Folk brings us. Give us a little taste. What can we expect?
Yeah, so last year City Folk celebrated its 25th anniversary. So at 26 years this year, the festival has really established roots in the community, and we're running a four-day festival this year, September 12th to 15th, as you mentioned. There are two stages that'll be running during the event, as well as tons of artisans and vendors and things to check out while you're down there.
I love City Folk because I love being able to just hang out. I bring my lawn chair. I just love the vibe that City Folk brings. What artists can I expect to be enjoying this year?
So we have all sorts of different genres represented at the festival. We have a really strong Canadian headliner on opening night, the Strombellas.
They're
a favorite across Canada and here in Ottawa for sure. Taking us into the weekend on Friday, we have a really exciting alt-rock lineup for Ottawa fans. The Somersault Tour is coming to Ottawa, which features Bush Live and Our Lady Peace. Great to see another Canadian headliner up on the City Folk lineup this year. And then throughout the weekend, we have two very different but very exciting nights. We have Leon Bridges headlining on Saturday, a really beautiful, soulful performance. I'm really looking forward to that show. And of course, the iconic, legendary Robert Plant to close out the festival on the Sunday, which will appeal to all fans, Led Zeppelin, and of course, of Robert Plant as a solo artist himself. So something for everybody, I think.
I might have squealed when I saw that Robert Plant was coming.
Yes,
I will be there.
The whole
sure.
office, I think, we got very excited when the
for
lineup
sure.
was revealed.
For
yeah.
sure. Do you get to enjoy any of it, Emma? I know you're busy, 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 but do you get a chance to hang back and hang out and watch a little bit of it?
Well, one thing that's great about City Folk is that the event is a bit more, it's just smaller in scale. And so our offices are that much more, that much closer to the music actually at Lansdowne Park. So we'll kind of roll down the trailer window and listen in as much as we can while we're working away.
That's great. And how many years have you been with the festival?
This is my fifth round of festivals this year. Yeah. Five years going strong. It's been an exciting ride, and to see the events evolve in the short time I've been here has been incredible. And I can't imagine, you know, for someone like Mark, who's 25 years into Blues Fest and City Folk, it's just really, I'm sure the changes he's witnessed have been amazing.
And of course, Mark Monahan, as you were saying, I mean, he has created this incredible music vibe in the city, both with Blues Fest and City Folk. He really has created something that people work their lives around. Like I've said before to him, I can't believe it. People take vacation around his festivals to ensure that they can experience every minute. And I think that's a real nod to him that people have created, you know, these opportunities at their own hometown to get involved from a volunteer perspective. We're going to talk about that with Jimmeen a little bit later in the show. And I think that's a real nod to the artist that he's had visit Ottawa, which has been incredible.
Yeah, I think that, again, these events have such deep community roots. And like you'll speak to Alan later on the community programming side of things and Jimmeen on the volunteer side, it goes so much farther beyond the music. And this year alone, actually, City Folk has a new initiative that we're really proud to announce in conjunction with the Canadian Association of Sign Language Interpreters. We will be running a pilot project, a sign language pilot project this year, the Dwayne Gretzky Show. On September 12th at City Folk, we'll have a sign interpreter. So it's something new that the festival is trying and believes really strongly in, but it just emphasizes that point that City Folk is really trying to engage with all sorts of members of the community in all sorts of ways.
You've just made my day. That is the best news I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And they approached us, and it was an initiative that we had been keeping our eyes on for a while. And the band has been on board and really supportive. So I think it'll make the show that much more special.
And other than, of course, joining us here today to spread that news, how else are you telling the community about that really interesting initiative?
Yes. Yeah, so we have really let the interpreters that we're working with kind of educate us on this process and the best way to go about reaching out to the community. So they have ties within that community who are going to kind of spread that message, and they're using their networks to communicate as appropriately as possible. Especially in the first year, we really wanted to take the lead of the experts and follow their lead.
Oh, that's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And like you were saying, Mark Monahan has been with this organization for 26 years. The changes he has seen over the 26 years, I always tell him he needs to write a book or two or three, because the stories that he has are absolutely incredible. Please share with us, a little bit about your experience with Mark and sort of how you've come to get to know him over the years.
Yes. Well, Mark has been is a great mentor and leader for the organization. And it's been great being able to work with him on new projects and kind of get to try new things together since I've been there. So, for example, we'll be talking about Marvest shortly. Mm-hmm. And that was a new project that kind of started around when I started, and being able to kind of seek Mark's guidance and learn from his expertise in order to make that event a success has been a real privilege.
You all seem tireless. Is it just me? You all seem to have an abundance of energy to keep all of these festivals going.
Everyone loves these festivals, lives and breathes these festivals. It's such a great positive team with such a great leader running the ship. And it's tireless because we're never tired of doing it, right? We love to keep working on all of the events, and we always look forward to next year.
And when you work as a team, you're always obviously thinking ahead as well, right? So you're in this festival, but you're thinking ahead. Are you starting to think right now about 2020 Blues Fest and City Folk?
Oh, yes, for sure. Mark is already hard at work on and off the phone every day, booking talent for next year. So, yeah, it never stops.
We can't wait to hear the lineup for 2020, because I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
Yes.
And City Folk for this year, remind people, if they've never gone before, remind people what they can expect.
Right. So you will have OC Transpo is included in your ticket, similar to Blues Fest. I believe, fingers crossed, September 14th is the LRT launch date. So that would be a method of transportation as well going on in the city. Come down to the site. Tickets are available on site at Lansdowne, also on our website. And that's where you can find the most up-to-date schedule as well.
So when I arrive there, because I love going to this festival, I find there's so much more to do than music, to your point earlier. So we can sort of, there's some sort of vendors there as well to visit with. Is there anyone that stands out in your mind?
Well, we always have a really great collection of artisans and activations. Our sponsorship team works year round to come up with engaging and interactive pop-ups. And really, I think they're all going to enhance the festival experience for patrons. And I think part of the fun of City Folk is just wandering and getting lost on site and interacting with the vendors and the local artisans in maximizing their festival experience.
Is there any artist that you're particularly excited to see this year?
We do have a number of artists that are kind of hidden gems. One in particular that's going to be really interesting is on Thursday, September 12th, Orville Peck is performing. And he is this anonymous kind of masked country singer. His identity kind of remains anonymous, but his music is fantastic, and he's going to be great. He's also a proud member of the LGBTQIA community, and I think he just is a real great representation of what music, the music community, and he'll be really interesting for sure.
I love this about this City Folk Festival and Blues Fest, is the inclusivity piece. You know, you just seem to just every year get better and better and better. And that's, is that one of the parts that, that you enjoy the most as well?
Yeah, I think that, well, of course, it's something, it's a part I enjoy. And I think it's just a movement we're seeing across the board and in all sectors and especially in the arts. And I think the Festival City Folk is really proud to play a small part in that.
Well, it's so nice because City Folk really, and Blues Fest, of course, City Folk can be that place where the community comes together and everybody is one, if you will, and enjoying the music and everybody having an experience there. I remember last year I took my mom and it was great. I'm, you know, 40. I think I was 47 at the time. She was 77. We enjoyed it just the same. Right? And I know there was younger people there. It really did go across the board in terms of who was there. And I loved that. I got to enjoy it with my mom and see an artist that she had been wanting to see for a long time. So I'm going to bring her this year too.
Oh, that's so great. And those are the stories that propel the festival forward, right?
Sure.
It's the audience that makes the event. So
we have so much more to talk about. Let's chat about MaraFest, but we're going to come back. Stay with us on An Hour to Give. Welcome back to An Hour to Give, and I could not be happier to have my friend Emma Francis with us. Thank you so much for staying with us.
Of course, my pleasure.
And we're chatting about City Folk, and we're going to chat about MaraFest, and some people may not know about it. So we know it's September 13th and 14th, but why don't you give us a quick overview?
Sure. So MaraFest takes place in the Glebe, which is the neighborhood that surrounds Lansdowne Park for people traveling to Ottawa who might not be as familiar with the location. The show, MaraFest, takes place along Bank Street, specifically, and in all sorts of venues throughout that neighborhood. So these are conventional venues and unconventional venues. You'll find music at pubs, you'll find music at toy stores, you'll find music at salons, all sorts of different genres that just take over the Glebe neighborhood on September 13th and 14th. MaraFest is also free, I should add. And so we really encourage people and audiences that are coming down for City Folk to wander in the Glebe before or after whatever concert they're going to check out at City Folk, because there's tons of free local music all over the Glebe.
I love this for two reasons. One, it gives incredible artists this venue and this real organic way of connecting with an audience. But two, I love it for people that get to enjoy the music. It's just a win-win. Is it the brainchild of Mark Monahan?
Yes. So this was an idea Mark brought forward inspired by South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, which of course is the most epic model for citywide music takeovers. So MaraFest is our mini Ottawa version of that in the Glebe. And like you said, it's so great for the artists who get to perform, but it's also so great for the audiences who get to explore the neighborhood and just discover some great sounds. We often like to say that MaraFest is for the curious, because these might be some artists you may have heard of and are pretty established in the Ottawa music scene and beyond. And there are a number of emerging artists as well featured on the bill who may be new to performing in Ottawa. And so you really get a chance to check out a wide variety of music, and it's exciting. It's spontaneous.
And I know this is something you're really involved with. Is there anyone you're really excited to see?
It's such a difficult one with MaraFest because there are over 100 performances jam-packed in 2 days. So MaraFest books over 70 performers, is booking over 70 performers this year at over 25 venues. And so it's just a jam-packed event, and there really is something for everybody. I mean, it's hard to single out any particular artist, but something that is worth noting is that we have everything from blues to hip hop to, we're even doing a Latin showcase this year. There's children's music at Miss Tiggy Winkle's Toy Shop on Saturday afternoon. Tons of singer-songwriters, indie rock, alt rock, psychedelic rock, pop, synth pop, kind of this girl power showcase that's going to be awesome. There's really just something for everybody. It's going to be great.
I just pictured you with rollerblades on, like going up and down Bank Street, trying to manage everything happening at Marvest.
It's we encourage patrons to put on their most comfiest of footwear while they're exploring Marvest.
For sure. That's amazing. That's great. And when you think about what Marvest does for that community, I think the Glebe community is one that really gives back to all of us, because we all head there for, you know, a bit of culture and maybe some food. And it really is a highlight for Ottawa. So it's a kind of a nice way to give back to the Glebe as well.
Yeah, Marvest wouldn't happen without the support of the Glebe BIA. They are our biggest champions, and we work really closely with them in establishing contact with the different venues, maintaining relationships, being kept up to date with what's new in the neighborhood. Yeah, they're great. Andrew Peck, the executive director at the BIA, is a really fantastic community-oriented leader. And yeah, that's a really, really great relationship. And with the Marvest venues, you know, a lot of them have stayed. This will be 5 years. So a lot of these venues have stayed throughout the evolution of Marvest. And there are other venues that are brand new this year. I think we have 10 new venues this year. So it's always exciting to see how the festival continues to grow.
Any tips for someone going for the first time?
Tips would be to definitely check out the website for the most up-to-date information. With so many performances, things kind of shift around a little bit here and there. So definitely all the information is on the City Folk website. Both festivals share the same platform. Also this year, we have a couple new items to introduce to Marvest, and I highly anticipate new audiences or returning audiences to check out these new elements. One is that we are offering a shuttle for Marvest patrons this year, which is in partnership with Lady Dive Tours. We're presenting the Magic Marvest bus that will run up and down Bank Street on Friday and Saturday. It is free to the public, and in Marvest fashion, there will also be music on board. So whether you're looking for a quick way to get up and down Bank Street, or even to Lansdowne for City Folk, or even just want to check out a great local singer-songwriter, we encourage you to hop on the bus. And another new element to Marvest this year is the Marvest Special Presentation Series. So this will be taking place at 4th Avenue Baptist Church, again, free to the public on Saturday afternoon. And it's a series of talks and workshops that are being presented by City Folk artists you'd be able to see at City Folk, that will be at the church doing something a bit more intimate or unique as a way to connect with audiences. So, for example, we have Tom Wilson of Lee Harvey Oswald doing a literary recital. He'll be discussing his book, Beautiful Scars. We also have Eleni Mandel, who will be performing at City Folk, but is also doing a songwriting workshop. So lots of different exciting things at Marvest this year. And yeah, we're really excited.
It is exciting. So do a lot of people attend Marvest and City Folk?
Yes, I think part of what makes Marvest so wonderful is that it is so accessible to the public. These venues are free. We encourage all types of audiences to come out. And if you have a City Folk ticket and you're thinking, well, I'm going to be at Lansdowne, so maybe I won't have time to check out Marvest, we try to stagger as many of the showcases as possible to occur before and after City Folk, so that as many people as possible have a chance to check out all of the local talent and they don't have to feel torn between one event or the other.
Right, because there's just so much. Like, I'm just thinking, yes, you know, and I love that Marvest is open, and there's some to children as well. Like you were saying, there's some children's performers at Miss Tiggy Winkle's.
That's right. Yeah, we have a lot of the Saturday afternoon slots actually are family friendly, in an effort to be, again, as accessible as possible for as many types of audiences.
It's tough, you know, when you've got little ones to try and have any sort of culture or any, you know, those type of opportunities. So be able to take the little ones and enjoy it, and enjoy that beautiful Bank Street, and everything that's offered on Bank Street is just a lovely way to have the whole family there.
Definitely. And speaking of kind of a family outing, is a new initiative Marvest is excited to present this year in 2019, is that City Folk started a new educational program called What's in the Song. And Alan, who's coming up later, will be able to speak more to the phenomenal new songwriting program that City Folk runs. But they basically do a show at the end of their sessions to culminate all the talent of the young people involved in this community initiative. And that showcase this year will be a part of Marvest and will be happening at GNAG, the Glebe Community Center, on Saturday afternoon. And again, it's a great showcase to go see, to be able to discover the next generation of songwriters, the next generation of local artists who are working tirelessly so young to master their trade. We're really honored to be able to present that this year.
I love the component of including youth and really trying to ensure that everyone has a voice in all of this, because I, you know, with so much going on in the world, I think that the opportunity for kids to be able to maybe deal with mental health issues or just, you know, maybe frustrations or challenges or falling in love for the first time, it doesn't have to be bad stuff, right? It can be good stuff. And I think the opportunity for them to have an opportunity to share their thoughts and feelings through song is a real gift.
Definitely. And that's another angle that is so unique to Marvest, is that while there are a lot of established performers that kind of anchor the lineup every year, there's just a wealth of emerging talent that we get the opportunity to showcase. And that's always really exciting year after year.
Emma Francis, I need to know what you do after this is all over. Do you take a break at all?
We get right back into the swing of things, but we mourn the end of an event, because Aww. It's always sad to see it come to an end, but we're always proud to see another successful year. And it motivates us to get going again for next year.
Well, please send all of our love to Mark Monahan and the whole team as you approach City Folk. And we're going to be cheering you on in the audience and enjoying all the music. And your very good friend, Jameen Ackhart's going to join us in a minute. She's going to be chatting about everything volunteers. And we want you to stay with us on An Hour to Give. Welcome back to An Hour to Give, and we're with my friend Jameen Ackhart. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
So glad you're here. You come and join us to talk about Blues Fest, and you come and talk to us about, of course, City Folk. City Folk coming up September 12th to the 15th. And City Folk would not happen without volunteers, and that's your role, looking Correct. After all the volunteers.
Yeah.
How many volunteers does it take?
This festival will have just shy of 1,000 volunteers.
1,000 people. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So what do they do?
We have all sorts of areas where volunteers work. Number one thing they do is serve beer. So please come out and buy some beers from the volunteers. We also have to feed that army of beer serving volunteers. And it's not just beer. We do way more than that.
Right. But, of course.
There's a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes to get the volunteers checked in. We have a welcome center for them. Again, they get fed. Everybody who volunteers gets a meal. We prepare it there, and the food is excellent at City Folk.
Who are some of the volunteers? Like, is it young people? I mean, obviously you have to be a certain age to serve beer, but there's young people there. Are there people that are retired?
We have the whole gamut. You have to be minimum 14 at City Folk to volunteer. At Blues Fest, you have to be 15. But at City Folk, we let people in a little bit younger, and they can come in and do jobs like Enviro Dish, where we help wash the dishes, help pick up the bottles and cans, like the green team. There's bike park. We have all sorts of areas for youth. We take tickets at the gate, so we need people to help people get into the festival and help people with questions they might have. Emma talked about Marvest, I'm sure.
For sure.
We have volunteers that go up and down Bank Street and in the Glebe to help people get into those unique venues. And there's youth that can do those jobs too.
It's amazing to me, these festivals really require these volunteers to be able to put on an incredible show. But I think it also is an opportunity for people to give back to their community.
Oh, yeah. There's a great sense of service that people have in the City Folk volunteer community, especially. There's a team inside City Folk called the Welcome Center. And inside that, there's this special group. They call themselves the Grannies. And these are often retired people who come together and they bake cookies for the volunteers, specifically for the volunteers. And they come around with their red wagon, and they find, you know, days when it's hot, they might bring out a popsicle, but On cooler days, they'll have mugs filled with tea or cider, and they take care of all the volunteers that way.
That is like the sweetest thing I've ever heard. That is awesome. I just love that little communities are created within this festival. Are there people that volunteer at Blues Fest and at City Folk?
Don't get me started. The Green Team. These guys, I forget which festival this is for them. If you're listening, you can remind me. It might be seven festivals. They stay together and go through all of Ottawa's festivals, starting with Dragon Boat. Then, of course, they come to Blues Fest.
Wow.
They hit Nostalgia this year, and they're going to wind up with City Folk.
That's incredible. That's amazing. I mean, that's a dedicated group of people.
Yeah, and a lot of the beer service people do that too. The beverage cashiers and the beer service, they get together. They have parties without me all summer. I don't even, you know, I see pictures and I'm like, wait a second.
How are they partying without their fearless leader?
I know. They have, you know, someone's got a pool. You know, these guys have such a great time.
Wow, that's amazing. And are you still looking for volunteers?
Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, one of the areas I just mentioned, EnviroDish, we need some people in EnviroDish. It's actually a part of the Green Team. So this massive Green Team that goes throughout Ottawa is still looking for people specifically in their EnviroDish department. As well, at City Folk, we have an area called Kids Zone. This is also run inside the Green Team. So we need some people for Kids Zone, for EnviroDish. If people still want to help out at Gates, we can take volunteers in Gates. I think Bike Park can still take some people. And this year we have a special department, which is the box office. For a lot of years, City Folk tickets it happened inside TD Place. And now we've taken back the box office and we need some volunteers who would need to be able to pass a skill testing test. There's a couple of questions you'd have to be able to answer. So it's a privately recruited area. A lot of the volunteer areas are privately recruited, just because we have to give that much more attention, or the recruitment happens a lot earlier in the season. So if you are thinking, oh, I'd love to work with some of the artists, you'd need to be recruited a little bit earlier. So think about City Folk in the springtime, in the summertime.
And when people are thinking about volunteering, what's the process?
You would go to our website, cityfolkfestival.com, click on the volunteer tab. And from there, there should be instructions, you know, click here to register. And then you would go through and you look at the job descriptions. They're all up there on the website. And you would click on register, and that would take you to the place where you enter your information.
I'm thinking about my daughter. She's a little bit too young right now, but I think about all of the high school students that require hours. This is like the best and probably most fun way to get their volunteer hours.
Absolutely. You can't get them all at City Folk Festival, but you could get a bunch of your hours happening. And we do have hours that make it so that high school kids can come to the festival. So, you know, you don't have to miss school in order to come and volunteer with us.
That's brilliant. And how long have you been with City Folk?
Oh my gosh, I think this would be my sixth year, because I was a volunteer before I came on in this role.
So you've just been inspired to stay with the group?
Yeah, well, I'm doing the maternity leave for Anna Wood, who will be back.
Right.
So right after City Folk, I finish, and she'll be back in this chair.
And what will you do with all your time?
I'll tell some jokes.
Yes, you are very funny. You are a very funny person. So when I think about City Folk, I'm going to head down there and I'm going to go and enjoy some music. I should probably thank a volunteer.
Absolutely. And you can recognize them because they have volunteer t-shirts. All the volunteers will be wearing bright shirts. I think this year we made them blue. And they clearly are marked volunteer, so you can find one of those generous souls and say hi.
I remember being absolutely amazed last year. I took my mom last year to see Michael McDonald, and we had the best seats. We had the best time. And I just loved, I was sharing earlier with Emma, I just loved the fact that both my mom and I could go to, you know, this experience and just both enjoy it and just love the atmosphere and everything about it. I was shocked at how many of those volunteers that I saw wearing the bright t-shirts. I noticed it, I think, probably more because of my connection with you. And I was just amazed at how many people it takes to put on a festival.
Yes, it's a lot of dedicated people. A lot of, we talked about the youth and we talked about the grannies, but people all over, from all walks of life, there's, you know, all kinds of people that are volunteering for a variety of reasons.
And is it partly just the love of music?
I think it's a love of music, but also a real love of community. And if you have a good crew leader, they rope you in, and it's hard to not volunteer again next year.
That's awesome. People come back year after year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they count on it. And it's a time to, for some people to do something different than they do in their normal job. So they'll take time off work in order to enhance their management skills or their retail skills or whatever it is that they might not get at work. They might be able to try as a crew leader. Or they're leaders at work, but they wanted to do something more relaxing for fun. So they'll come in and get, I want to say, bossed around by some of the younger people.
Right.
We've got some young leaders who, especially on the green team and that army of people that are supervising older people. And it's a real kick for some people.
That's great. Do couples go together or BFFs or groups of people go together?
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of opportunities for people to work together. And again, we're a little late in the season right now to assure a good spot like that. But the teams have early bird and the people are rushing to make sure that they get the spot that they want and with the people they want to be with. And it's a real thing that our department works with, is to make sure that people are placed in the right places, in the right crews, with the right time slots that they want. And it's only right now. That doesn't mean the ones we have left are bad. We still have some more room.
And how do city folk show gratitude to the volunteers?
Well, we feed them
and
clothe them.
Yes.
We're going to have a party this year, an appreciation party that I'm working on. So details aren't available just yet, but the volunteers will find out on September 11th, which is our orientation. So all the volunteers are invited and expected to come to our 6 p.m. orientation.
And that's an opportunity for people to kind of get to know each other a little bit and just figure out what their roles are, et cetera.
Yeah. And the different crews will have different activities that they do to help orient their teams, not just the large orientation, but they have smaller activities that they do. And a lot of these teams have been around for years and 25 years.
And you've been around, obviously, as we said earlier, with Blues Fest and City Folk for a long time. What does Blues Fest 2020 look like for you? Are you just going to sit back and enjoy it?
Yeah, I hope to enjoy some of it. Who knows what I'll be doing next year? That's it's down the road.
Yeah, I always love when people are really involved with something and then they get to experience it. Just, you know, normally they're running around, and you know, for you just to be able to sit back and enjoy enjoy the venue and enjoy the music would be great.
Yeah.
And Mark Monahan, we were chatting earlier with Emma and the commitment that he's made, and you know, and I think a lot of people rally behind Mark as well from a volunteer perspective, knowing that he's had this incredible vision for Ottawa and they want to be part of it.
Yeah, and he comes out and supports the volunteers as well. You know, he's out there at our meetings, at our parties, and we did the Pride Parade recently, and he came out with the limo, and it was the volunteers who had actually organized the Pride, that aspect of the parade, and wanted us to be a part of it. And he said, yeah, he gave us the limo and showed up, and it was really supportive.
Just another way that Blues Fest and City Folk is giving back. I just love it. I think this has become more than, as we said earlier with them as well, this has become more than festivals, more than music festivals. This has become a real community initiative, and I just love to see all of those different aspects of it.
Yeah, it's inspiring.
Well, I think you're inspiring. Thanks so much, Jimmine Urquhart, for joining us today and chatting about City Folk. Coming up is your friend, Alan Marsden, who's going to talk about the community give back portion of this incredible festival. Stay with us on An Hour to Give. Welcome back to An Hour to Give. And as you know, we're talking about everything having to do with City Folk. We're so excited that it's coming up very soon. And we've got Al Marsden with me. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks. How are you?
I'm so happy you're here. I love when you come in studio with us to talk about music. Sometimes you join us, of course, for Blues Fest, and now you're here with City Folk. What's new with City Folk this year?
Well, over the past few years, we've been developing a program, a new charitable activity for the festival called What's in the Song. And the pilot was run a couple years ago in three locations. We got some feedback about the program. It's all based on songwriting. So what we're doing is hiring local songwriters to go into community centers, schools, drop-in centers to coach students on different styles of songwriting. Hopefully a large, broad spectrum of genres, but each songwriter we're hiring has a particular interest. They could be a country musician, they could be jazz, For example, we had Kelly Lee Evans join us, a Juno Award winner. Her background is obviously jazz, but she also draws from a lot of different styles of music, R&B and blues, as well as country music. Well, Kelly Lee loves everything.
Mm-hmm. She's fantastic.
So that's the gist of the program. And last year, the pilot went really well. And I got to go ahead to expand into 5 locations officially this year, so, which we did. And again, it went extremely well. And I've now been given the go ahead to grow it another 5 locations. So we could have as many as 10 locations in the new year.
That's amazing. So tell me, if someone's listening and they've always dreamt about songwriting and sharing their love of music, how would they go about getting involved?
Well, the program so far is generally for students aged about 12 to 18. Mm-hmm. If there is a location that's interested in hosting the program, they can always reach me at amarsden@ottawabluesfest.ca or go to our website, wedogoodthings.ca, and track down What's in the Song as one of the charitable activities. It'll give a background of the program and then reach out and we could talk about hosting the program in their location. It could be a school, like I was mentioning. It could be mm-hmm. a community center.
What I love about both, of course, Blues Fest and City Folk, and you said it, we do good things. You do good things. You could put on, and I said this to you a million times, you could put on this music festival and not have this community component because people would still come. But this was what makes it extra special is this community component and this give back piece. How important is that to you?
Oh, well, that's everything that I do. So when I'm the person who's lucky enough to go to all the locations and see all the performances. I get to meet all the students right from the start and then go back and revisit it at the end of the program. It's part of the deal is that you start out with theoretically nothing and you go from point A to point B as part of this program. Some kids have never done any songwriting before. Some of them have some experience and then develop it with the coach over that time. And at the point B is the performance that happens at the end of this thing. And that is for community. It's for friends, family, what have you. And the community engagement in all of the places that we go, all of our partners, is quite astounding. When you, for example, Chelsea, we have a program in the Mill Road Community Center.
Right.
It's an old refurbished church on Mill Road, and it's run by a group of volunteers from the community. We were lucky enough to have Ian Tamlin as our coach.
Wow.
Another Juno Award winner.
Mm-hmm.
And for the final performance, it was actually one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. There was 8 kids, or 7 or 8 kids in total who performed. It was done buffet style, so there were one would come on, introduce the next one. Next one would come on, sing their tune. Sometimes they would come out in duos, sometimes trios. There was a group of them that supported one songwriter who did not want to be on the stage by himself. And he wrote an exquisite song about the war, where the chorus had 2 parts to it, where the essence was, here we are going to war, let's make the best of it, soldier on. And the second half of the chorus was, wow, that was really horrible. Soldier down.
Wow.
It was an amazing, amazing song. So he was singing by himself as the lead with Ian Tamblyn on guitar and a group of 6 to 7 kids singing the chorus with him. And I just found out this morning that song is probably going to be sung as a group at the next Remembrance Day celebrations in Chelsea, which just boggles my mind. So the connectivity of it is quite extraordinary.
Well, that's the beauty of songwriting, right? It brings people together. And the fact that City Folk is allowing this to happen in conjunction with an already amazing festival is just, it's awesome.
Yeah, a lot should be said for our board of directors, actually, for supporting these programs. Like you said, they don't have to necessarily do it. But it's a real mandate of the festival to provide opportunities for youth all around the city. We're in locations as far north as Kittigan, Zibi, and Maniwaki to Perth, Carleton Place, Rockland. It's everywhere. I particularly like the rural locations as there's something magical about it. When you see, for example, in Chelsea, you see a literal packed house for a student concert with some of the local musicians. I saw some incredible musicians come out to this show, actually. They were all sitting in the audience watching and supporting these youth to get involved and be a part of it. So board of directors, for sure, should get a big thumbs up for that, as well as our executive director, Mark Monahan, who's the mastermind, as you know, behind the whole thing.
It really does boggle the mind that, you know, a lot of people would come out to this. I think that's fantastic. And it really shows that, you know, not only people supporting the musicians, but they're supporting music as a whole. And I think that's fantastic. And you just never know who you're going to find. Do you sometimes think about that? You know, that you might just be, uncovering a brand new talent?
Well, we've seen it several times over the years with Be in the Band, the Bluesfest charitable program. There's a local gal named Mia Kelly who's just started performing as a solo artist. And we met her first when she was 12 years old. And she took part in the band program for 3 years, I think. And then at the end of that three-year period, she ended up getting booked for Festival of Small Halls openers. And this year she got her own spot at RBC Blues Fest and is now on tour. I think she's just 16.
That's amazing.
But that's just one example of people who went forward with music. But I also like to think about the students who join and take part and get all of the benefits of being part of a program and learning to work together as a group, who don't necessarily take it forward as a musician would, but take all of those values and develop themselves as people.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I think you've got the best job. Do you think you have the best job?
I do, actually. I do. I'm really enjoying myself these days. I love creating these opportunities with the festival and all of our partners. Very fortunate.
Because you get to obviously share your love of music, but you get to share it with people that potentially are just starting out and discovering their musical journey. And I think that might be, in my opinion anyway, that would be really rewarding to find people that are just kind of discovering that maybe they actually have some talent.
Yeah. Oh, it is very rewarding. And my perspective on the songwriting program in particular, it's close to my heart because I really believe that writing is a bit of a superpower. And if we can offer it to students in a really healthy and optimistic way, where they can come out of it owning their own voice as something that they can trust, that if they share it with the world, it's a really important thing to be able to do. And the power of songwriting and sharing that, sharing your lyrics, sharing your feelings through words, is a very powerful experience for everybody. Just the community, for the students, for us to witness it. It's
Remind me again, how long have you been with City Folk and Blues Fest?
I was there when we started up Be in the Band about 11 years ago. My position as community program person has just developed over the last six or seven years. We've been growing it and developing it as it goes.
We look forward to what you're going to bring to us in the future. And it's always a pleasure to chat with you, Al Marsden. You always bring me a new perspective of the festival. And I'm so grateful for your time today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And we hope that you visit City Folk and enjoy all the music happening September 12th to the 15th, of course, happening at Lansdowne. So we hope you enjoy that. And thanks so much for joining us on An Hour to Give.